How is Tom Kennedy after the knock he picked up last weekend?
Tom's great, yeah, he's had a good week. It was just a bit of a knock, you know. I thought there might have been some movement in it or a bit of ligament damage, but it was just bruising, quite sore. But obviously time, it's just it's settled down, and Tom's fit to play, so delighted with that one.
How pleasing has it been this summer that you've been able to avoid injuries? Because it is something that hurt the team a little bit 12 months ago.
I don't know, you know, I think over the next two games we'll know where we're at. I think obviously we're trying to up our tempo and up our detail, and that, you know, some of the games that we're going to be playing in, certainly the Man United one we had in the week was an incredible tempo. So as you get close to the season and people get fitter, you know, you tempo up, so we could still get some. So we've not got through it yet. Kelvin Atuhu on Tuesday in the Man United game behind closed doors just picked up a bit of a hamstring injury, so we're monitoring that situation at the minute. So, you know, it's. I think we've done really well up to this point. I think the game's helped us because we've not played sort of the non-league teams, and yeah, we've managed to navigate a team and a squad through the pre-season quite well.
Is it much of a concern, the Atuhu hamstring one? Do you think it could be something serious or not sure at this stage?
We're going to know tomorrow. It settled down well yesterday. Got a lot of detail into it yesterday, and it settled down well. So we'll just see what, you know, tomorrow brings. And probably, you know, no more Saturday morning. With an hamstring injury, they can flare up quite quick and they can settle down. So we just need to see where that is and assess it towards Saturday morning, really.
How much are you looking forward to seeing your team come up against Bordeaux this evening?
I can't wait. You know, I look forward to getting up. That's the first thing. And then, you know, the games that we've played, they're always exciting. It takes, you know, if you can't get up for games as a footballer, whether they're pre-season friendlies, game, you know, a non-league stadium, wherever that is. I went to Morecambe and Wigan last night. Loved that game, you know, watching it, being part of it, because obviously we've got Wigan. It excites me, so I hope the players feel the same way. I think we started the game, you know, against Wolves a little bit tentative, which I weren't happy with, and the lads know what to expect tonight, so it's a great game for us to have, and again a different one, a different slant on it, a different look to it, and we'll see what we get out of it, but we're certainly going into it with objectives and a real purpose.
A new signing for you this week, Jean-Yves Nwoto has signed up. What do you like about him?
You know, I think once we told him about what the project was and once we managed to get in a room with him, I think what I enjoyed about the whole experience of the chat was finding out what he wanted, you know, for the next two or three seasons. His agent or advisor was excellent. You know, he turned around and he was the guy that told him, you know, sign for Oldham and get some, you know, experience at League One, and I think that stood him in good stead. I think his CV's good. I'm happy with it. He's got games in League One. He's another, you know, player that with a progression of games, he's going to do well at this level. So I think that we've got a player that can reach his potential at this football club, and we want him to do that. He has good size. He's got mobility. He's quick. And you know, we're going to teach him the game like we've had to do for a lot of the players that we brought to the football club. So really looking forward to working with him and him being part of our training program and seeing how far we can do that.
Was another defender a priority, or was it just the circumstances of him remaining available and fitting the bill?
I don't really use the word priority. If the right person comes along for this football club, then we've got to be in the market. We've got to be looking. I think that's what's changed. You know, we have to be looking at that next generation of players or another players who might be able to take us forward. You never know. You know, but when I look at the successes of David Perkins, Steve Dawson, Tom Kennedy, Scott Goldburn, Martin Crane, who got relegated with Cov, Chris O'Grady, who sort of, you know, we heard and kept hearing off everyone, you know, he's not going to score goals at this level. Chris Dagnall, you know, these players, a lot of them have been written off, and people tend to do that. What we have seen over the last 2 years is the adaptation of players, and Jean-Yves Nwoto certainly fits that bill, as does Louis Nyitanga. So all the players that we're going to work with, they want to be on the training ground, love being on the training ground. And like I said, it's our next stage to developing this football club.
You mentioned there O'Grady and Dagnall, and you have other options as well. They're not necessarily going to start every game, but when you look at that partnership, these are two guys that you've known for an awful long time, and you're obviously a very good judge then to determine whether or not they can score goals in the Championship. But I think they showed in the second half of last season that that is exactly what they can do.
Well, what I know they can do is they can cause problems for, you know, get footballs by opposites. And what I do know is that they can cause havoc for centre-halves at this league who want to rest a lot of the time. You know, I watch a lot of centre-halves at this league. They want to rest. These two guys that you talked about, don't give them an absolute inch. And that's Daggers and that's Chris O'Grady. Jason Scotland, you know, really complemented that work rate really well last season. And obviously Jacob Mellis chipped in with some goals and goals assists. So we're strong down the centre of the pitch. There's no doubt about that. I think it's quite common knowledge that we are looking for a striker and we want to bring the right one in. It's been extensive. The work that we've gone into to try and look for that striker has been extensive. There's been a couple that, you know, didn't want to join the group, and that's key. If people don't want to join, you know, I'm delighted if people don't want to join, because that means they're not prepared to commit to what we're trying to do. So, you know, the search will continue and it'll just keep progressing.
The fans are asking me about Aaron McLean. Is he someone you've talked to?
The clubs, I think club to club sort of spoke to each other, and to see, you see, after time, you know, you first of all, before you can even get in a room with someone, is make sure that the finances are sorted and make sure you're speaking to the right people. Well, it's no good as chasing waterfalls, and at times that's what, you know, you tend to do. So we spoke to them at boardroom level to try and negotiate a deal. If that happens and that's successful, then I'll speak to the player and see if he's right for this group. Like I'm saying, there's a lot of players that you think are going to be right for the group. When you spoke to them, they're not, because they're not prepared to work as hard as some of the players that we've currently got here.